It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
How do we change or influence the mindsets of young people? It is no secret that churches have been seeing a decline in the numbers of young people taking an interest in attending church. Well, perhaps there is hope in connecting culture and the church to the youth. When Blockchain Business attended a recent forum on the future of Barbadian culture organized by the Modern High School Old Scholars Association, the audience was presented with several ideas on the development of the cultural industry. The panel discussion at Bethel Methodist Church in the city brought together Ronald Davis, known in local Calypsoian circles as Ronnie D, Sister Spencer Cross, performing arts director and former teacher at the Barbados Community College, painter and president of the Barbados Arts Council Neville DeGaulle, and moderator, author, creative writer, and lay preacher Vernon Worrell. This general consensus was that across the board, including from the classroom to the church pew, Barbados needs a multi-pronged approach to changing mindsets and developing the creative arts. One of the ideas shared by Ronald Davis, aka Ronnie D, was to include the rhythm of folk in church music. He put this proposal to St. Mark's Anglican Church in St. John, and for a while, it was adopted every third Sunday. Engaging the youth in music and the running of church also has its followers. President of the South Caribbean District of the Methodist Church, Bishop Reverend Derek Richards, says the church has been investing in the youth and their development. In delivering a recent sermon to clergymen from the district on the eve of the closure of the 180th Triennial Conference, Reverend Richards noted the participation of children playing steel pan during the service. The Methodist preacher said there was tremendous interest among the youth of the church in learning how to play musical instruments. The People's Cathedral revived its singing tree last December and engaged young people at all cultural levels, acting, singing, and the playing of instruments. The changing of mindsets and engagement of the youth in learning how to play instruments has also been suggested as one possible approach to addressing the needs of deviant youth who become part of the block culture. Some other churches, such as the Good News Community Seventh-day Adventist Church, has services such as last Saturday, when the younger generation led the way. In previous editions of Blockchain Business, we have looked at the linkage of the arts and culture to technology. Do join us on Friday and Monday afternoons at 5 p.m. on The Voice of Barbados for more from the world of blockchain business.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.